Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, Big Rig, you're going to battle this season with Mintz and a guy named Ty Ty.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, you're going to battle with Marshall. You're going to battle with Western Carolina, JUCOs, and a dude from Miami that I can't get into why he left, but that left for Miami.
You can't get into why he left.
Because I don't think it's made public why he left Miami.
Oh.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so Team USA leads the Europeans 3-1 right now overall. That's from the morning, and Team USA right now leads in two current matches. The Europeans lead in one, and there's a tie in one. So there's your Ryder Cup update.
There we go.
On The Take on ESPN 680-105.7. Reminder, tonight, coming up 7 o'clock after Inside Churchill Downs, a little Reds. Yes, we have to play out a few games. The Reds are on the radio, and so we will have them on that. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show about 10 o'clock or so with Strebel and Entz right here on ESPN 680-105.7. Kentucky and South Carolina, all the pre- and post-game coverage. Miller Lite pre- and post on the Louisville side. Patty Ice, Taylor Lynch, they got you covered live from Khalil's, the belly of the beast. They'll have you ready there with the Cards and the Seminoles. And then we're loaded this weekend. Colts, Titans, Ravens, Lions, Packers, Niners. Got a little Loose City coming up on Saturday, 7:45. Ryder Cup tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. So we are absolutely loaded this weekend.
Big weekend.
As some do less, we do more. Well, let's go. Jack, how do you feel? You kind of think Strebel and Dan Issel are kind of the winners this weekend, which is a great thing to say, to use those two in the same sentence.
I love that.
You have
it
to.
Really
I
love
is.
That.
It really is.
That makes me happy.
It should make you happy. Mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. Have them help you today. Check out the website, hightowermens.com, to find out more about their FDA-approved pulse wave therapy. Well, let's jump into it. Let's hit the open. Let's go.
Time right. Now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape. Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so hello, ladies. All right, there he is.
This is Crean's mixtape.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. The first sound. Let's fire the baby up. Let's go.
Louisville held on to the ball. And they beat UCF. And the single most obnoxious fan base on the internet now has to fly Allegiant back to Orlando in a loss.
Wow. Louisville fans don't like Central Florida, and I'm here for it. I don't care, but I'm here for it. Keep them coming.
Let's do a little addition, shall we?
Let's
start with Bobby 1.0. Add a little Lamar Jackson. Add half-price beer. And add a little Charlie Strong defense. That summarizes Friday night to me.
This is a great day to be a Card.
Yes. Because this was an awesome product this weekend.
It was.
Your culture.
It's, yeah.
This was a what win for Cardinal culture.
Yeah, man, that's a great point.
Had the fake punt that was so obvious, Tim Sullivan called it in the press box.
Wow.
See,
wow.
Scott, this is what I'm talking about,
dude.
This is what we all wanted to see the whole time, man. The play calling. Great. Malik looked awesome.
On the drive this afternoon when we were over at the alley, and I'm sure that they are, the alcohol is flowing to the horror of Mitch Barnhart over there at the alley right now.
The horror. That's a tough word to say, Ennis.
Oh,
he's taking shots at Mitch Barnhart. Keep him coming.
Good.
I'm not a huge tailgater and stuff, but yep. That was one of the first times I was like, I'm not leaving.
I mean, me and my son just walked around. We went over to the alley. We just walked around. Just was like, and then went home, and I was like, I can't go to sleep.
Didn't just beat Alabama, so we don't have to overdo it. But, you know, I don't care about any of that tonight. We don't have to underdo it either. For as often, look, right now they're playing fancy like down below, and I'm not even surly about it. I'm not even upset. That's how good of a mood I'm in.
Me and him were having a conversation, and he was very much with me on, like, hey, man, if this goes bad, call Brom. You know what I mean? Like, because that's where I was at. Listen, I still think he's a perfect fit here, but listen.
Don't be ashamed.
We're happy. Me and you, Satterfield, look, we're happy. We're together. That's perfect.
Wow,
they were
back.
All the best. They were all the best. I love all my kids the best today.
I am not comparing greatness upon greatness.
Great. This is the weekend of the Cardinals.
Dude, I knew it. I knew it all along. I didn't really know what I thought we was going to get whooped.
I knew it.
But I'm telling you right now, this is the best feeling ever. I mean, I feel like everything's turned around. This all we needed was one good win. The ship is righted. All the bad stuff I said has now been forgiven. I'm ready. Let's go. Bring on Florida State. Bring on Wake Forest. Bring on everybody else. I'm so happy right now.
Hey, Phil, I guess this is how we're doing this. So, it's about 10 a.m. I'm in the parking lot of the Husky game. Oh, I feel good. I can't believe Louisville won tonight. That was an absolutely incredible ending. I got home from that at like midnight, woke up at like 4:30, drove up here, and I've been having a good time. I've been told to stop taking shots, so I guess I should probably stop doing that now. But yeah, we're having fun. Just getting ready for Indiana and Cincy. I'm sure we will talk later in the day, and that this will get replayed on SMH. But it's gonna be a fun one. Having a blast, man.
3 hours later.
Oh, okay. Hey, Phil. Jack, I'm. Yes, it's Phil. That's the guy I'm leaving the message to. Oh, wow, that's the idea. Oh, anyways, so Indiana did Indiana football things. That's what happened today. It was pretty damn typical. That's the only way to describe it. And everyone's staring at me. This is awkward. But anyways, went to Roy's, had a bunch of drinks. Now I'm at another bar, having fun. It's going great. I told myself I wouldn't let IU football ruin my day, and I'm not. So I'm having a great time. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good show, guys.
Wow.
I haven't heard any of that. That's
a
great.
A drunk Jack Grossman.
How about that?
A plastered Jack Grossman.
Taking shots.
A wasted Jack Grossman. He was
so
happy.
It was a fun day.
Wait till you drink as you get older, and it's just a way to cope with the sadness, Jack. I hope that never happens to you, but it's going to. Stribble, you're drinking 100 beers tonight. Yeah, I'm looking at you right now. You're drinking 100.
I had that gleam in my eye.
You have the look. I've seen this look.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I have seen this look.
It's going to be a party night, man.
You look perfect.
I'm ready.
You look
Thank
like
you.
An angel.
The light's coming in on
By
me.
By the way, here's Perrin Johnson. Matty Bangs tweeted out a picture of Perrin. He's wearing plaid.
Oh, he's giving the devil
He looks like
sign.
An undercover cop.
He kind of does.
Look at Crean. Look at Crean. Crean's coming. He likes that. He likes it.
Oh.
You know, we never followed up. We've got a $100 gift certificate. Oh,
yeah. We got to get Kevin.
Yeah. With Kevin Granger at one of his restaurants. We never followed up on that. We need to get.
I know. We'll have to do that.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, you got to shave. We can't.
I'll shave for that. I've been a little lazy with the beard lately.
Sherry and I were at Churchill Downs last night, and we saw a couple walking by with lilies, and your name came
there
up.
There we go.
I love him. I loved him.
Awesome program. Danny Busman Kelly's doing a great job. And yeah.
Shout out to U of L women's volleyball.
So between
volleyball.
That, yeah, and Louisville Live, and I think every single sports team went undefeated this weekend.
I know. You know what? What's funny about that is It's an inside joke that I know that's saved on the computer. Biscuit praises U of L volleyball. I just know it in my heart, and that's what makes it funny. Yes. Keep them coming.
The Cincinnati
Four
Reds
and loss column.
Are not affected by the Montrezl Harrell returning back on campus. It doesn't extend all the way to, what do you call it, the Power Wash City?
Yeah.
Who's in the car? Montrez. He gets out, takes pictures with us, tied my boy's gloves, and I mean, it just made my day. I actually told Montrez I loved him.
Whoa. I love that.
Whoa.
Hell, that's awesome. That's a good father-son
yeah.
moment.
Heels up, guns down. Heels up, guns down.
The big blue wall today was made out of paper mache. The defensive line got their butts whooped by Chattanooga. Look, you got manhandled by a team that can't even afford to put names on their back of their uniforms because
yeah.
that means you got to replace them every year.
Chris Rodriguez looked like he didn't even want to play today. I mean, he looked as uninterested. Yeah. Maybe he was pissed because he got benched in the first series because of his fumble problems last week. I don't know what the story behind that is, but once he got in, he looked terrible. The way it did last week with Missouri.
I said last week that we wouldn't learn anything.
Okay, I can't hear Jason Nintz at all. Oh, I can't hear Jason. I don't know if the mic's bad. I can't hear Jason. Let's try this again. All right, now talk. Okay. Now try.
I said last week that
I still can't hear you. I still can't hear. All right, while we get that figured out.
We need to come get under the table.
Yeah, while we get that figured out, let's go ahead and take our first call. Who do we have on the line?
Somebody said they didn't cover Big Rig Moral Victory Saturdays, so they didn't come close to covering.
Oh, no.
And then somebody who took UK minus the 32.5.
And this is not a moral victory.
But you know who did cover? Cincinnati. Pay me.
But you lost the under.
I lost the under, but.
Yeah, don't sit here and start bragging about your bets where you just lost one and you lost another one.
Hence losing those bets, man.
Yep.
It kills me. Keep them coming. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic Mixtape. Let's go.
Mr. Will Levis and QB1, he needs to stop eating bananas and start learning how to take care of the football.
Whoa.
So we played straight like Dookie Water, dude. This was a systems failure across the board. These fools was reading their own press clippings, hearing all the pundits all week on the radio, this and that. Look, Levis, I don't care how you eat a banana, bruh. You can't be doing that every game. He's averaging 2-3 turnovers a game, man.
Yeah.
How you gonna win like that?
Sooner or later, Steve and Marcus are going to stop having so much fun with their team and are going to recognize that you almost lost to an FCS team.
Oh, boy.
We told you the teams you're playing don't have a pulse. We tried to warn you.
Boy.
You almost lost.
These teams are
terrible. Talking about our Eastern Kentucky score? What the hell was that? I saw a Kentucky fan say, well, Chattanooga was ranked 22nd in the FCS poll.
We even got Eric Crawford out here throwing smoke.
Bodying fools, man.
Oh,
I hope
man.
They get busted tomorrow. Now I'm picking
wow.
Florida State.
Wow, now you,
I hope
that
they get
right there,
busted
that
tomorrow.
Sound right there
yeah,
flipped everything.
I hope they get busted tomorrow. That UCF
there it is,
win
Jack,
like they're big badasses
at 541.
Now. Get work.
McKenzie
Milk going to give them work.
Oh, look at you.
I need to pull it out. Matter of fact, I want to pull it out.
They failed every one of these points, Jason. I want to see less turnovers. Failed. Less penalties. Failed. Pressure on the quarterback. Not one sack. Someone other than Chris Rodriguez. Nobody. They couldn't get anybody to run the damn ball.
He didn't even start.
Yeah. More in the passing attack. No. These are the things that I was looking for in this game. Better on turnovers. Better on penalties. Pressuring the quarterback. Someone other than C-Rod. More in the passing attack. Bo Allen.
James, I agree. They need to study that tape because they're going to be seeing a lot more of it. I see us losing to South Carolina, losing to Florida, losing to LSU, losing to Georgia. We might not win until November. How is this team going to turn this around?
I agree. I think I agree with the guy.
No,
if you lose, Jack, if they lose on Saturday,
it's done.
They're not going to win. They're not going to win for a month,
yeah.
And it's just going to be It's just going to be you taking bullets.
Yeah, it is.
And there's nothing that anyone's going to be able. You're just going to be stripped naked.
I am.
You're just going to be stripped naked like and just standing there. The mixtape. Save that for the mixtape. Jack, what are we doing? We got. There we go.
There it is. I
am. Sets up the screen pass to Ford. Ford trying to get to the edge. Can't do it. Sworn under by a sea of blue.
Oh! How about that?
We never played that. I forgot you cut that.
A sea of blue.
That was Kentucky and Chattanooga, right?
Or, it was.
Yeah. Play that again. That's the play-by-play on ESPN. A sea of blue.
Sets up the screen pass to Ford. Ford trying to get to the edge. Can't do it. Sworn under by a sea of blue.
Oh, yes. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I believe this texter is talking to you.
Uh-oh. What'd I do?
I'm curious.
We'll see. Deny it.
Such a blanking embarrassment display of idiocy prevailing in Kentucky with persons having to wear masks, consistently pulling them, fiddling with them, so distracting. I curse my home state and thank the Lord above. I live in free Florida. And yesterday, fellow national calls into radio.
Quick commercial break. Midday's with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Where's a mask in Kentucky?
Yeah, nobody.
See the mask anywhere. Yeah. Keep them coming.
Never
I am. I'm sorry. Oh, that's
sorry.
A nice, that's a nice burp.
I really apologize. Normally I'd turn away. It just popped up. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Texas says, normally I turn away, but it just popped up. It sounds like Hightower Men's Clinic is working well for Strebel.
But. It was a burp. It wasn't anything like that.
Done.
We're 2-0 at the Alley since the Alley opened.
Oh,
it's important to note that.
I didn't know they had a fan experience.
What is the Alley, Mark?
The Alley is, it's a fan experience right across the gate.
Does it cost anything to get in?
It costs zero to get in. Huh. They have food trucks, beer, half-priced cocktails.
They have bands?
They have live music, porta-pots, clean bathrooms.
Do they have like a game I could play, maybe where I throw a bag?
They have cornhole. They have ping pong, giant Jenga, all sorts of great time. Tailgate, if you don't want to have your joke. Before I go to Tallahassee, I'm stepping foot into the Alley. I'm going to breathe the air.
Stop.
I'm going to.
Are
gonna,
you really?
My feet are going to touch
so
the ground.
Weird.
And then I'm going to drive to Tallahassee.
You're really doing that?
Absolutely. We're 2-0 since the Alley.
So
opened.
I'm trying to forget. So are you leaving Friday night for Tallahassee?
We're going to leave early Friday morning.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I have a caveat. I'm. No, there's no caveat. Hey, who are you, Blankenbaker? Oh, Louisville's going to beat Kentucky. You want to bet? How many points you give me?
Give me the Bengalis.
All right, I'll take Pittsburgh.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I want to spoon.
You know, wiping down the packages.
They can make plays with balls in their hands.
But, I mean, I'll head down there for that. That'll be kind of a fun win and probably try to get back for the drive, you know, from the big Duke game that we're going to have down there.
Who was it, Tom Landry, that said when you score a touchdown, act like you've been there before?
Yeah.
Lamar must not have heard that saying. Didn't he do a cartwheel into the end zone?
Yeah.
But that's hardly acting like you've been there before.
We grew up in very different eras, Dan.
I need more.
Let me tell you, back in Jim Brown's day, back in the way that football was played, if somebody did a somersault into the end zone, the next time he got tackled, he's getting up with something broken. I guarantee you. I don't know. It'd be a finger or a nose or something.
What would Sam Huff do to
that? A guy shows you up like that, he's coming out of there with something broken.
My hottest take, Jim Brown's overrated.
Oh, did you hear that?
See, that just
your response.
That just proves they're idiots.
Yeah.
Jim Brown is overrated. Oh. Jim Brown is the greatest running back in the history of the NFL. They never got around to looking up Sam Huff. Sam Huff's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And it's Huff.
H-U-F-F. Yeah, and not Hoffman. And if they don't know that, then they shouldn't be on the radio.
Now, just peek through the window past process. Sweeney walked by twice. He's getting roasted, but he's walking by to see how the
Flames. Well, tell him to come in here. Tell him to come in here and stand up for himself. Sam Huffman.
For real?
Sam Huffman.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Get him in here. Get him in. We're going to put him on the line and test his knowledge of professional football.
Is this a Jim Brown take? Is that what it is? I figured you would like
Sam
that.
Sam Huffman?
Yeah, it's Jim Brown. I thought you said Sam Huffman. I didn't know who that was.
Are you the moron that said Jim Brown was overrated?
Jim Brown's overrated, you know? There it is.
You just prove you don't know what you're talking about.
Look at Boss hiding up, right now. He's hiding.
When you come up with a statement like that, Jim Brown's the greatest running back. Maybe Walter Payton.
Jim Brown.
Nobody else.
Gale Sayers is behind him. Gale Sayers is a pretty
Jim Brown would be Benny Snell now. Oh, you like please, that? Please. You like that process?
You don't have a problem with a professional football player doing a cartwheel into the
end zone. I love it. Give me as much of it as humanly possible.
You're a man. Yeah. Get out of here.
My Jim Brown one has been my most hot take because I get, people are big Browns fans, they go, wait, Jim Brown, he only played 8 seasons. I mean, come on.
He ran the ball all the time.
I know.
And he never got hurt.
Who's better, Derrick Henry or Jim Brown?
Jim Brown. Get out of here.
I'm out.
If you asked Derrick Henry who was better, he'd tell you Jim Brown.
Brad's laugh.
Sherry just sent me a text, says, calm down.
Sherry's listening. That's what I'm talking about.
Texter
says, I don't know if Pratt gets text, but you can't jump on Lamar without getting on every guy that celebrates every tackle or first down. Well, Dan did.
I
didn't disagree.
I'm not singling. I mean, we were singling out that because that was the one that we were talking about. And run into the end zone. Somebody makes an interception, and they all run to the end zone and kneel down. Stop it. We want to watch football. We don't want to watch you making a fool out of yourself on the football field. There's nothing worse than the cartwheel.
Did you
read that he hurt himself
doing the cartwheel?
Hurt his hip. Hurt his hip doing because he didn't exactly stick the landing and hurt his hip. Now it's not going to keep him from playing this week, but yeah. Never mind. I said enough. If I want to see clowns, I'll go to the circus.
Texas says these guys are idiots by Dan Issel. Oh, man.
Ellis has a look in his eye, man.
Oh, there it is.
Rummage.
Greer said he's not starting.
What a crusher, man.
So where do we stand today, Steve? Geez, 11-1? 10-2?
Clemson did struggle.
I think we can get Clemson. The problem is...
He's joking.
I don't think we have an elite guy at quarterback that's putting the ball where it needs to be all the time.
Whoa!
What did you listen to on the way over?
Well, I heard there was a basketball update on the current team.
Okay.
On KSR Hour 2 yesterday.
But you don't care about the current team.
I do. That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear an update.
KSR Hour number 2. You're unbelievable.
The first 15 minutes, they said there was a basketball update.
Just unbelievable.
So I was like, I wanted to hear about these guys.
2023. I wouldn't even, get jazzed up about a 2022 guy yet.
And I ain't going to back down from it. I freaking love Shaedon Sharpe.
Where you at, Shire? Where you at? Where you at? Why didn't you get him? Why didn't the god of recruiting basketball get the next Zion Williamson? Why didn't Shire get him? Where you, Derek Lively? You can have him. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Take him. We'll dunk on him.
Thank you, Jeff Goodman.
Thank you very much. Yes. The new Zion Williamson didn't go to Duke and your boy, Shire, please. They got Shaedon Sharpe, Derek Lively. Help. Can you please recruit? Oh.
commit to me, please, please, man. K, write him a love letter, K, write him a love letter. They got Shaedon Sharpe. We gotta stop the momentum. Derek Lively, here's a bag, here's another bag, and another bag, and another bag. Thank you, Jeff Goodman.
Thank you, Jeff Goodman.
Thank you, Jeff Goodman.
Thank you, Jeff Goodman.
I like them now.
You're part of BBN that bothers him.
Okay? I don't bother him.
Yeah.
I never tweeted Jeff Goodman.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Jack, you're going to love this. Jack, one, two, three, four. Four different tweets of Strebel battling Jeff Goodman. These are just ones that were a simple search. You understand that? Just a simple, like, if you go deeper, what would you might find? Goodman retweets a Seth Davis article about companies, sneaker companies being boosters and all of that.
Yeah.
Goodman says then World Wide West is in trouble. And you say your guy Bill Self is in more trouble, Goodman.
It's true. He is in more trouble than World Wide West. World Wide West is doing fine. He's in New York.
You're part of BBN that bothers him.
Okay? I don't bother him.
Yeah.
I never tweeted Jeff Goodman.
This one was from February 27th of this year. Goodman says that's a heck of a win for Kansas, even though Baylor was less than a week removed from a 3-week pause. The Jayhawks have now won 6 of their last 7 and remain Final Four contenders as long as Bill Self is the coach. Strebel answered. Next pitcher at Hooters on Bill.
it's just substantial. I like it.
At this very moment, Duke has the number one recruiting class in 2022 secured. And secured. At this very moment, Duke also has the number one recruiting class in 2023.
How? For now,
man.
A year in advance. Again, leaving out Kaysa Wallace, leaving out the possibility of a dim bone. I mean,
doesn't matter.
That's fine.
Doesn't matter.
I want to hear Gary Parrish and all these bums.
It's done.
When Cal blocks up more guys, I want to hear him coming backpedal. What's that podcast? Can we play that podcast on here?
If
he gets the number one class, which I think he will, let's see. I want to hear that. I want to hear these guys talk about that then.
Secured.
Man. It's not secure.
Secured.
The secure portion is what kills
secured.
Me. Because there's no other guys
secured.
Out there. There's
secured.
No other guys
secured.
Out there. No one else is going to get another guy. Cal's not going to get two, maybe three more guys. It's secured.
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 It's not secured.
You got to understand, too. And I heard him driving down here. Strebel was going absolutely. He was being a fan, and he is.
Yes, he was.
John Shire was a great coach, or he wouldn't be the head coach at Duke.
Oh,
he is Duke. He played at Duke. He's coached at Duke. That's been his life. You know, Coach K is there's when you say Duke, you say Coach Krzyzewski. That baton's been passed. And he's recruited, if I'm not mistaken, 3 top 10, top 15 recruits.
But I think it's interesting that Shire's been able to go out and recruit these guys, these top guys, with the idea that Coach K won't be there any longer.
And sorry, Dan, it's sorry. Anybody else? Scotty D. I don't want to hear
Scotty
about
D.
how great of a basketball
wait,
coach
wait,
he is.
That, Scotty
yeah,
D.
I don't want to hear about it.
Wait.
Let's see it at Duke level. Let's see how good he is. We're all heaping praise on this guy. We crushed Hubert Davis. We crushed him. But John Shire's the god. John Shire's the god. Why? Because he's following up Coach K, who everyone has to go, Coach K, we love you. Wow. Oh, Coach K.
Coach K handpicked him, man.
Oh, big
he's
deal.
He's the next K.
Big what? He's what vanilla wafer.
Texas says, I just want Shire to win the title in the first year now.
If he did, I don't know what I'd do.
You'd have to quit radio.
I would have to quit.
You
put it down? Sure, I'll put it on. I'll put it on
there.
That.
There we
that
go.
John Shire. First year as head
his
coach.
First year.
If he wins the title, I'll eat cat food. There you go. Cat food's back.
when I see that hashtag the brotherhood, that's what I want to throw up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yes. Rick. Yes, there Rick. We yes. go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, Rick.
Holy cow. Yes, I did not Rick. Expect this. You yes. and Strebel agree then.
Yes,
Look
Rick.
At you. You're a tank right now.
I am.
You're crushing that tall boy
yeah,
right now.
That's what I do.
Tastes like water, doesn't it?
It does. Coors Light tastes like water. Just down them like Tyler Mountain water. I don't know.
No, yeah, you know, that's what.
No, it's not.
That's just, yeah.
Because I don't. I
man.
Just look up the.
Man, you're.
The guy. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be a.
Wow. You agree with
that? I agree with the first part, but he's not a basketball junkie.
He's not a basketball
he's
junkie.
He's not doing this.
He's not
just
staying
a
up.
CEO.
He's not staying up late. He's not staying up watching.
Is he in the
West
bedroom
Coast
with
back.
John Calipari? Is Rob Doster in the bedroom, John Calipari, watching film or not watching film? That's
I cannot,
the question.
I,
how do you know,
I don't
how does he
so,
know if he's staying up or not?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. He's on there just blowing smoke.
That FSU team's good. It's a good freaking
team.
Their
roster is good.
Yeah, that's a good team.
I believe he's indulging in a game right now. He can go for a good half hour at a time with the squeeze balls.
Call now to schedule your free consultation. Oh, you got to be really?
Whoa.
All right, whoa. Go, Simon, go.
Average 17 a game. Again, skewed because of the Ole Miss game, I'm sure. And
you know, I'm not paying any attention to these numbers, but I am impressed that you did all of this homework.
The FSU is number 13. They have scored 96 points. They've averaged.
So your point is both schools are closer to the bottom than they are to the top.
Don't forget
Freeble's
the
cash. Go. Go.
Sure.
He's
got to
go. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
you.
Just
leave that one in there. Yeah. Long time. That
get
was definitely
out of here.
Good weekend, guys. Have a good weekend.
Before marijuana became the dominant crop.
And I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a pot smoker, but I'm pro that, too. Like, whatever we can do to.
I don't think I want you to smoke pot ever. No. I don't like.
But maybe it would help you out. You Maybe you can get you out of this bad, stinking mood.
Blanking reefer.
Hey, I let the little chickadees pee on me, and I didn't stop him from holding up the chick with the bikini, you know, to the first base.
Good job, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, you didn't like the way I read it?
I like the way you read it, but, I mean, hey, primary sources, right?
Three. Is that right, Bobby?
That is correct.
I love it. I love it.
Texas says, 40'd rather sniff Poon's jock than America prosper.
There'll be a little Scott Satterfield. Scott Satterfield.
Did you do that on purpose?
Tonight. No, I didn't. No back hose, no front hose, no side hose, nothing. I want to ask Shane Beaver if he was nervous when.
You call him Beaver?
Beamer. No, I want to ask.
Are you sure you didn't call him Beaver?
No, I want to ask him.
Are you sure?
If he's nervous when Scott Satterfield was also interviewing for the South Carolina job. I want to ask Shane Beaver.
Oh, man.
I love my Bengals.
I do not want Arch Manning at Clemson. Well, we need to get. I don't know if we're going to be in the Arch Manning sweepstakes ever. That type of quarterback, but
no,
it was
no.
fun when we were in the Teddy Bridgewater stakes. We're in the Brian Brohm stakes.
The
you know?
Chubba Purdy stakes.
I still think he might defect.
He doesn't know what the alley is. He doesn't give a damn about the alley.
All right, Jack, where are we at, buddy? What are we looking
there's,
at? 601.
Yeah, there's Treble crushing L. Ellis, which we can toss till next week, and then the last sound of the week.
All right, well, let's go. Last sound of the week, final one, and we'll get you into your weekend. Have a good weekend. Reminder, all the pre- and post-game coverage, all the play-by-play we got coming up this weekend. Jack, last one. Good job. We'll see you guys next week.
What I'm going to be working on is my cartwheel into the end zone. That's what I'd like to show.
into the shop.
That's what I'd like to show people.
By the way, did you see the early reports yesterday that have been now defunct said that Lamar Jackson did not practice because he had a hip injury because of said?
Yeah. Okay. We said that earlier.
You've been sleeping?
You went to look at for the cups for
oh,
us, I
okay.
think.
Okay.
That,
yeah.
We said that he hurt his – he didn't stick the landing.
Yeah. It was all all I wanted was that to be true for you, because I knew you would have taken your victory lap, and it would have been great.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, let's talk some college football.
I wonder if he's ever gotten out of a little Volkswagen with 20 other clowns.
Who, Lamar Jackson? Jesus Christ.
Pack the Volkswagen, man. Pack the Volkswagen. All right.